University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad X, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is in close proximity not only to home, but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different, and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Fourth quarter coming up, 12 minutes early on the clock. Harbor Beach facing a 3rd and 5, 3rd and 4, whatever you have you, with Josh Shelke now your quarterback, second on the depth chart, son of Troy Shelke, the head coach. T formation, three men in the backfield, Hearn, Lemanski, and Seltz. It's a handoff to Seltz, started through the middle, wide open. He's down to the 5, and he trips up at the 3, and is finally down at the 2. A 16-yard gain, first and goal for Harbor Beach.
Terrence Dubes tripping him up just short of the goal line.
Ian Snyder is still on the sidelines getting worked on by Eli Caban. Looks like he's got some sort of back injury, a little sore. Seems to be okay, though. T formation, Shelke hands this one off to Devin Lemanski, still on his feet. Dives across.
He's in.
And he's in for the touchdown, Harbor Beach. It's now Harbor Beach 48, Lakers 6, with 11:18 left in the fourth quarter.
Nice tough run there by Devin Lemanski, dragging two defenders across the goal line.
It's a 3-yard dive for Lemanski, his first touchdown tonight. And now they're going for the extra point. Nick Hessling. The kicker, 6'2", 185, built like a kicker. Puts this one up, and it's through the uprights. There we go. Extra point is good. And now it's Harbor Beach 49, Lakers 6.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Get down, 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 get down.
.947 now left as Harbor Beach tacks on another score, 49-6. Running clock situation since we're in the second half with over 35-point differential. Nick Hessling ready to kick this one off from his own 40-yard line. Harbor Beach has not had to punt yet in this game. Dubes and Diaz ready at their own 2-yard line. And they go with a shorter kick down to the 25-yard line, brought in by Dubes right there. And he gets across to the 35 and rumbles down to the 38 until the forward motion has stopped. And they say he's actually down at the 37.
Austin Ginther in on the special teams tackle for Harbor Beach.
And Dubes is slow to get up. Not quite sure if he's going to stay in. Looks like he's holding his back with his left hand, so he's going to start to come off the field here as he's going to need help getting off by one of the, and he comes down. Looks like he's holding his left hip.
Yeah, it looks like a hip injury.
Stingers do happen on the hip quite often, but this, not quite sure yet. Of course, this is number 21, Terrence Dubes. Big kid, 5'10", 190, running back, fullback, linebacker. He does it all. Punts. So both teams are going to take a knee here with 8:39 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach 49, Lakers 6.
Yeah, Dubes been all over the place between him and Diaz, really the heart and soul of this offense and defense, special teams for Lakers. Looks like they got him rolled onto his side. Eli Caban trying to find exactly where the pain is coming from.
Beautiful evening here in between Elkton and Pigeon. As they're working on number 21, Terrence Dubes. Never like to see this, especially in high school sports, no matter what level. It really hits home quickly.
Definitely does, Clark.
Again, if you're just joining us, from what we can tell, it seems to be some sort of stinger on the left hip. Medical staff is working on him currently. Scott Ryder, physician for Sure Healthcare Network out there as well. Some other scores, final. Cassidy defeats USA. According to Tuscola County Advertiser, Cassidy 14, USA 8. So USA loses a tough one on the road at Cassidy. Cassidy's starting to roll.
Looks like the Ubley defense made a safety on Marlette. That game is 57-15 in favor of Marlette.
So a big differential there as well. Thanks to our friends at 92.1 with that one. Vassar just scored a touchdown. Kick is good. Vassar 21, Reese 20. Very tight.
And a barn burner there.
As Terrence Dubes is still down, they have him on his side, working on his left hip.
Last we've seen, Bad Axe 31, Bay City All Saints, nothing. Another intriguing game, Clark, is Sandusky at home against Ecorse. Have we heard anything on that yet?
I've not heard the Ecorse game.
Yeah.
Nothing at all, actually. As now they're bringing Terrence Tube up, sitting now with his back up. Almost appears that they're trying to stretch him out to a degree here. Moving all limbs okay. Now he's getting up to his feet. And he's going to be helped off. Such a good runner, such a good defender. And he's putting no weight on that left hip as they're bringing him off the field, as the Laker fan base as well as Harbor Beach applauding. So our prayers go out to Terrence Dubes. Hopefully it's nothing too serious and he can join back next week as they take on Bay City All Saints on the road on October 4th. So they're going to sit him down at the bench. And now first and 10 for Lakers, right to left across your radio. Dominic Guardian wide to the right. Two men in the backfield. Diaz, and I do not know the number of the other man. Number 23, Kaczynski, as it's a keeper, Brady Post, and he's getting in trouble fast, and he's brought down, we'll say, for the sack at the 32-yard line. It's a loss of six, a loss of five, actually, second and 15.
And credit that sack to number 73,